This is RSBNB Update, episode 421, recorded Friday, July 12th, 2013. The Ethnically Suspect Farmer. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for this week's RSBNB update. This week, Earth of the RSBNB Informers is here with us.
Hey, that's me, Earth and the Informers. Shane, get it right.
Yes, that's right. So, this week is a quest update. People have been wanting a quest for quite some time. So, that quest has finally arrived, and it is called Bringing Home the Bacon. And these two here have been sitting and just accumulating a huge, huge amount of bacon references that we can throw in the show. Yes, Monkey?
Oh, shut up.
What?
I called him a monkey.
My God, Reed, you're still going. Okay, Shane.
Oh, man, there's a ton more.
Yes, and a ton more of bacon. That would be quite a few pigs. So.
All right.
Eli Bacon was just a reclusive, ethnically suspect farmer until a tragic accident revealed to him.
Ethically?
Maybe I ought to get my glasses checked. Ethically suspect farmer until a tragic accident revealed to him a meaty secret long lost to the ravages of time. Pigs, it turned out, are delicious when cooked. Who knew?
We do.
So that's what we discovered during this quest. So, Eli Bacon.
Pig wrestling, right?
Yeah, that's all they were used for before, which we'd never really seen in RS, now have we?
We've never seen any horses in the game either, but we actually found out what happened to them.
What?
We actually did find out what happened to all the horses in the game.
When was this?
He said sure. It.
Oh, I missed that.
Told you to read everything, Shane.
Well, I was talking to you guys on Skype
while
doing
it. They found out that they tasted good, so...
No, remember, they found out that unicorns without the horns actually taste really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
As they went extinct.
Those strange hornless unicorns.
Yeah, and you know, unicorns are a lot more dangerous to hunt because they got the horn on their head.
Yeah, because horses can't kick or anything, right?
Oh, yeah, they can. Anyways, so... So this is a very introductory quest. There's not too many requirements for it. 14 summoning, construction, and farming is required. Not much else, so it's a quest that people can do very early on in their RS careers. So... Reed, why don't you tell us how this started?
Well, this guy was, if I remember correctly, he just was farming pigs and then something happened and they got cooked. Did they fall in a fire or something, Jackie?
Well, not fall in a fire, but
no,
what happened?
No, that big fat one.
I know. Dr. Cassie or whatever it was. Anyway, what happened was he was preparing the pig for the ceremony, and as for tradition, you would let's see, make sure the oil, the onion and garlic oil that you rubbed on the pig would actually saturate the skin, and thus he put them on a spit rack. As he was turning it, it seems that some of the oils actually dripped up into the fire, thus causing a giant flame roasting the pig right in front of his eyes. as the pig smelled so good when it was roasted up, other locals went by to, "Can we try some?" Filled with grief, he had no choice. He also tried ate some of his own pig, and was like, "Oh, damn, this is good." And thus, bacon was born.
Bacon!
It's bacon!
Bacon!
And then also in the quest, there were the I would say almost zombie residents wanting to come into his pig farm to get access to the bacon.
What happened to them, though?
You put them to sleep.
Yeah, and then he made them disappear. But and mysteriously, after they disappeared, the pig was a lot larger. I don't know what happened. What about you guys? Do you have any theory? Do you think he just carted him off to Falador or something?
He chopped him up and fed him to the pig.
Nah,
because he's ethnically suspect.
Ethnically?
Yes, ethically suspect.
You know,
Freudian ship, Shane.
So, what do you think? Okay, so what was the reward, Shane?
Well,
you get
actually, I want to talk a bit about one of the scenes in the quest first, where you actually need to get access to Martin the Master Farmer's, one of his pigs, because you need to bring one of these pigs back in order to create the pig crafting machine to make useful automated robotic pigs. So during this scene, Martin says that he needs somebody to find out who the heck pickpocketed his farming stall. So after that, you go interrogate them all, and then you tell Martin who it was. Then there's this cutscene where the pig and a kitty cat are interacting together, and there's all sorts of noises and text going by that ensues. Something is going on in the background, some kind of torture that you're doing to that.
Implies?
Yes.
Yes. He implies that you did the Hadouken onto the guy.
The what?
Hadouken!
Hadouken! It's what the pyro does with the flare gun, Shane.
Oh, okay. I do. That was my favorite scene in the quest.
Mm-hmm. But you know what's good about this quest, Shane? We have bacon in the game.
Yes.
And you know what's really nice about bacon?
What?
It's bacon!
No, we had so many bacon references we can make now. Reed, do you want to start off with your list?
It's still not done. Bacon with bacon. Bacon with shrimp. Bacon with onions.
Hey, that's
bacon
mine!
With potatoes. Oh, you want me to read mine?
No!
Okay. Huh?
Yeah, read yours.
Kevin Bacon, Eli Bacon, Bacon Hills, Bacon Island, Bacon's Delaware, Bacon County, Georgia, Bacon Creek, Francis Bacon, Albion Fellows Bacon, Anthony Bacon, Augustus Octavius Bacon, Benjamin Wisner Bacon, David Bacon, Edmund Bacon, Edward Wolsey Bacon, Ernst Bacon, Everett Bacon, Ezekiel Bacon, Francis Thomas Bacon, Gaspar G. Bacon, George B. Bacon, Henry Bacon, Irving Bacon, Jim Bacon, John Bacon, John M. Bacon, John McKenzie Bacon, John Baconthorpe, Bacon, Kenneth Bacon, Leonard Bacon, Leonard Woolsey Bacon, Lise Bacon, Lloyd Bacon, Lucy Bacon, Max Bacon, Sir Nathaniel Bacon, another Nathaniel Bacon, Nicholas Bacon, Sir Nicholas Bacon, 1st Baronet of Redgrave, Sir Nicholas Bacon, 14th Baronet, Nick Bacon, Peggy Bacon, Reginald Bacon, Richard Bacon, Robert Bacon, Robert L. Bacon, Roger Bacon, Scott Bacon, Sosie Bacon, Thomas Rutherford Bacon, Walter W. Bacon, and Yehuda Bacon. Bacon no longer sounds like a real word to me.
Yes, no, and, so hard.
And for what it's worth, the quest itself had plenty of these kind of little Bacon references, you know, of course, starting with Eli Bacon. But, you know, Eli Bacon kind of sounded to me like Eli Whitney, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Inventor of the cotton gin, except this guy's the inventor of bacon.
But you know what, Shane? Shane?
What?
Oh, you know what I'm hoping for? I'm hoping Jagex adds more stuff that we can do with bacon, because there's so much we can do with bacon in real life. There's bacon with bacon, bacon with shrimp, bacon with onions, bacon with potatoes. Bacon lettuce and tomatoes, bacon wrapped steak, bacon wrapped hot dogs, bacon blanket wrapped in more bacon, bacon hamburger, bacon cheeseburger, bacon. You gotta do it, Grady, you gotta do it.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I am not okay, Shane. I am high on euphoria right now. I got tears coming out of my eyes. I don't know why, but I'm laughing my ass off. I need it.
Well, this is going on the couch.
I'll continue your list. Bacon-wrapped hot dog, pig in a blanket, wrapped in more bacon, bacon hamburger, bacon cheeseburger, bacon pot pie, bacon and a duck, bacon chips, bacon bits, bacon spike, bacon brownies, and, oh, bacon bits, you already have that, but yes.
We can do so much with bacon in the game. It's easy. We just invented bacon. I'm expecting a lot of stuff to come out soon.
Yeah, because right now, you can just have a bacon strip, stack, pile, heap, or mound. And, of course, a pork pie. So there's really not that much you can do with bacon in the game currently. So it would be nice if we went off on this direction to bring some of these things in the game, you know. Maybe sandwiches for a future cooking update. Like a BLT with onions, or just a BLT. Or a bacon wrapped potato kind of thing, you know? So
bacon and eggs.
Yes.
Bacon and eggs. We gotta use for eggs. Bacon ice cream.
Did you put BLT?
Bacon, yeah, I did. Bacon, lettuce, tomato. Okay. Yeah. So I was surprised they didn't take this as an opportunity to add more to cooking, but I guess that's all right. So
Well, maybe Jagex is listening to us laughing our butts off, and then he'll add it in later.
We're gonna add all of those NPCs in, including John Baconthorpe. I think that was my favorite one.
He could live in Berthorpe. John Baconthorpe of Berthorpe.
Go for it.
Anyway, rewards for this quest. One quest point, 350 construction, farming, and summoning XP. A customizable pig pet, where you can change the name on the by talking to Martin. You can also get three new familiars, the Spirit Pack Pig, the Spirit Prayer Pig, and the Spirit War Pig.
War Pigs. Interesting.
Nice. Yeah. There's also weekly bacon or familiar rewards claimable from Eli. So if you want to get 10 pack pigs, you can do that, which I would highly recommend, because if you have 84 summoning, you can actually get a familiar that holds 18 item slots, which is the same as the war tortoise, but it's a lot more easier to get compared to this, seeing as you can get 10 per week. And I think for most people, that would be just fine.
Plus, it doesn't run into combat. But it has a really short lifespan, so
I don't know, but that's just for the very beginning ones. So I'm thinking maybe the higher level ones will have a longer lifespan. I don't know. I can't test that.
17 minutes is what Wiki says. So,
but is that the lower level one?
It appears to be for all of them. I could be incorrect, though.
Yeah, that really doesn't seem like that much, but one of the very interesting things is the prayer pig, of course. It lets you refill your prayer points. They'll restore 140, 440, and 840 prayer points each time you you use it.
So yeah. Does that have a limited number of uses, or is it however long it's summoned? Oh, okay.
After
you can
all
only restore a certain amount of... Okay.
Yeah, you need to summon a new one. So it's not like the unicorn or anything like that, unfortunately. Which, if that was the case, that'd be rather OP, if I must say so myself.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So, you know, overall, this quest was very lighthearted, and I think we needed that based on what you just did there when you were running through your list.
Yeah, Trekkie had a conniption there.
A what?
A conniption? Don't you know?
What is that?
Let me get a definition for you. Define conniption. A fit of rage or hysterics.
Okay.
Would you show
anything?
There's so much with bacon in the game.
I know. So anything else with this quest before we move on to the release notes for the week? I mean, there really wasn't much to discuss here except for saying to go do this quest because it's hilarious and everybody needs some bacon every now and then.
Like Trekkie here.
Actually, what we need to do now is actually be able to use all the parts of the pig. So we need to use the ribs, we need to use the...
You can wear the head, Trekkie. Oh, we can reenact, what's that book?
Hamlet?
Lord of the Flies. No? Neither of you have read Lord of the Flies?
Nope.
Reading is for
chumps. Oh, okay.
Oh, there's also Pigs Well Beer.
Uneducated Asian.
Hey!
It gives you a 2-level farming boost. In exchange for a loss of strength. That's interesting. Oh, and also bacon food items heal 10% more life points than equivalent food at their level.
Interesting.
So bacon is good. And you know, with pigs, you're right. We could have also had pork chops. And what was that? Was that a pig here in the show?
What, just now?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I heard something that sounded like a pig snort.
Shane, are you going? Are you hearing things?
Oh boy.
Not at all.
Are you going to be one of those villagers soon, Shane?
No, I'm going to be the one doing the torturing to the person who was stealing Martin's seeds.
Weren't you stealing from Martin as well?
Oh, right, you said that you'd like to have a real-life torture chamber.
N-R-S.
Can you have a real-life torture chamber in a video game?
Because real life is when you're not doing a quest in RuneScape.
But what if you're in the spirit realm, Shane?
That doesn't count.
Does it count if you die there?
Nope.
Uh-huh.
Nope, it doesn't.
Oh, we're not going to get into that.
Was that from Avatar?
Huh?
Was that from Avatar?
What?
Spirit realm.
No.
No, that's the corporeal beast.
Okay. Yep.
That guy.
All right. So, anyways, go do this quest. It's great fun to have, even if you just need a break from everything else. So we're going to move on to the patch notes for this week. A couple very interesting ones that caught my attention in this. First up being the level requirement to use ammo with certain ranged weapons has now been removed. Damage will now cap at the lowest level between the bow and the ammo. So remember when EOC first came out, I was trying to figure out why I couldn't shoot a diamond bolt with my rune crossbow?
Right.
I thought it was a bug.
Mm-hmm.
You can now shoot them with whatever. So that's good. But
so
it's
you
just
could
kind of
shoot...
unfortunate.
So you could shoot, like, I don't know what the highest bolt is, dragon bolts
onyx
or
bolts,
something.
I guess.
Onyx.
The,
with the rune the crossbow?
Yeah. Except, so if you shot an ascension bolt with a rune crossbow, you'd only be doing level 50-odd damage because rune crossbow is level 50.
So have the damage of the crossbow or the bolts just been completely removed and now it's based completely on the crossbow?
No.
So if you
the
use...
The damage on the bolts is still there. It'll just default to the lowest.
Okay, one. But say... So say you have... steel bolts, but you're using a bronze crossbow. It would only do... Since I assume steel bolts do more damage than whatever...
Yep.
The
it would be like firing bronze
ones
bolts.
Do. It would fire the... It would only do as much damage as the maximum that a bolt with the
bronze would be.
Bronze would. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Also, Praying Mantis stun ability now works correctly.
Okay.
And some more armors were converted, so that rock shell spine and skeletal armors that you get from the Dagonoth Kings are now power armor. And just a little PSA out there for everyone. In order to tell the difference between tank, power, and hybrid armor, if something is power armor, it will have an offensive boost, which you can tell by looking at the stats. If something is hybrid armor, it will not show any weaknesses when you wear it. And anything else is tank armor. That's the easiest way to tell what kind of armor you're wearing.
Okay.
Also, Barbarian Assault reward items have been made into power armor, so things like the Fighter Torso and whatnot for lower levels. Do you guys remember when the Fighter Torso used to be the thing to wear when doing Slayer?
Yeah, like, what's that?
Oops.
Normal.
It's okay, just continue. So.
Like 100 years ago, yeah.
Yep. Also, the dragon crossbow limbs can now be coin-shared. Apparently they couldn't before. Let's see, was there anything else I wanted to mention on here? No, I think I'm good. Anything about combat or otherwise that you guys see on here that's jumping out at you?
Players can no longer place items on tables except in dungeoneering or player-owned houses.
Really?
Player-owned house, only items in a player-owned house.
Oh, interesting. I wonder why they didn't fix that about... I wonder if they bugged the butler with that as well. Oh, an eye fart.
So what does that mean?
You can't put items on tables anymore.
You used to... If you used... you took an
item
and you used it on the table, then it would place it on the table.
So you could do that for a Santa hat, then.
Yeah. I remember when Construction first came out, there was a big scam. It was the trust game, put the most valuable item on the table, and you get a prize or something, and they'd have a friend in there who would put, I don't know, I think Darok's plate body or something. And then they'd try and trick people into do that, and then they'd kick them all from the house and just take it.
Okay. Yeah, and you're right. If this has been here since the inception of Construction, why was this just removed?
It's been
now?
There as long as I can remember. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing I never did is I never put an item on the table. I always assumed that was something that only butlers could do.
No?
I've done it before. I used to make tea for everyone.
Oh, I thought that was the butler doing that.
Sometimes I...
Well,
sometimes
they can.
Sometimes I do it just because I'm nice.
Yes. Just like I'm nice, too.
Yeah, you and your real-life torture chamber.
All right. So, with that being said, shall we move on from the release notes for the week?
Didn't we just do that?
All right.
And servo chat heads and the NPC contact interface has been updated. Okay, let's go.
About time. Around the Campfire, the new RuneScape community website. So this took place this week, and the answers are posted on the wiki. We have a link in the show notes at update.rsbnb.com, where you can scroll through them and have a look and see if there's anything that interests you. I was reading through these earlier, and some of them that appeared were that a question pertaining to the high scores and whether or not those will be brought back to free-to-play people. And they said that they view the high scores as a premium feature now, so high scores are staying members only.
Pity.
Also, the light high scores are going to stay around specifically for the community high scores and the kind of high scores that we have now, so we'll still be able to provide the services that we provide.
That's good.
Yeah, and the website's of course going to be customizable apparently, so that if you are an old school RS player, you will actually be able to customize the tiles on it so you can launch old school right off the bat without having to dig through menus or whatnot like that, like you have to do right now for classic.
Yeah, you have to search it if you want to find it now, don't you?
Yeah. And will there be a mobile website? Currently, no, not for this release, which is kind of absurd in this day and age, coming from Jagex. I mean, it's not exactly a hard thing these days to design a website that is viewable on the browser and mobile using the same code. So kind of interesting answer about that one, but whatever they want to do. Yeah, but you can read through the rest of these on your own time. Definitely quite a few of them.
Cool.
But moving on from that, you can now adopt a miniature Virago companion from Solomon's General Store. So if you want a little pet to follow you around that looks like Virago, you can do that. Just pick him up in the store if you have rune coins from buying Premier Club or if you bought rune coins in the past. It's called the Virago Shard.
I still have Dr. Harry Brislington following me around, so I think I'll keep him for a while.
That's the name of your pig, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said they were going to name their pig Shane. Mm.
Yeah, I was going to, but
why didn't
I couldn't.
You?
Because there are only a few names that you can name it. And, and Napoleon is on there, which made me happy, because that's a reference to Animal Farm by George Orwell. But someone had named theirs that, and I asked them, oh, are you a fan of Orwell? And they said, no, Napoleon Dynamite is my favorite movie.
Oh, dear.
And I was sad.
Yeah, that's a pretty horrible movie in my view.
Yeah, nothing happened.
It's one of those crazy movies for just trying to be a movie and be gross and whatnot and try and be humorous when things really aren't humorous to try and
at least Dude Where's My Car was funny one time.
What?
You can only watch that movie one time, but...
Okay.
Do you not know what Dude, Where's My Car is?
No.
You really think you would.
It's the stoner movie of the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Did you watch it when you were 5?
No.
Okay. All right, then. Speaking of further things you can potentially win, there's more Slayer masks on the Squeal of Fortune this week. Mask of Mourning for Banshees, Mask of Gelatin for Jellies, Mask of Dust for the Dust Devils, Mask of Granite for Gargoyles, and Mask of Vines for Mutated Jadinkos. So you get these, and then they provide you a small boost to when fighting these creatures for Slayer XP. The only little problem is that these masks are about level 40, so if you're looking for a tangible boost to your armor or life points, you're not going to get it from this. More likely, you're going after it for the Slayer boost or cosmetic appeal. Yeah. And they also have a FAQ up for if you were wondering how these work. And of course, the XP you also get from these is boosted by pendants. That's coming from the FAQ as well. So we'll see if I get any of these. I got an Abyssal Demon one, and
did.
Yeah. What are cool. What are the creatures called that you need a mirror to fight?
Not gargoyles. Cockatrices.
Okay. Yeah, I got one of those too. So that's
and basilisks. On the Squeal of Fortune. Basilisks.
Right.
That's the other
okay.
one.
Alright, so that's it for RS updates this week. Moving on to questions right now. We got three audio questions this week, so we'll start. The first one is from Marumska.
Hello, Shane, Tricky, and Earth. How you doing? Marumska here. Steam sale! Good timing, as I was getting bored, and with the sales I don't have to break the piggy bank. What is your favorite pork dish or hot food product? Mine? I hate to say, but in the morning. There's McDonald's sausage and egg McMuffins. Ah, they're fantastic. Also like a good pork chop. Mm-mm-mm. Anyways, this week RS question is, how can I avoid the dreadful black screen? Sometimes I would log in and get the black screen, and I'll have the interface and whatnot, but I just can't see where my character's going. Anyway, I'll talk to you next time. Marumska out. Steam sale. Ka-ching. Abraham Lincoln. Fantastic.
It's bacon.
All right. So, favorite pork product, if anything?
Earth. Barbecue.
Barbecue pork. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. For me, I'll go with Rumskin and say pork chops are pretty good if prepared properly. All right, yours?
I just eat the damn pig. I don't care. Every part of it is good. We got bacon. We got pork chops. We got ribs.
We got bacon. We got bacon. We got bacon.
We got bacon with ham. Bacon with pork chops. Bacon with...
Right. Ham comes from a pig. I forgot about that.
How could you forget about that?
I don't know. I don't eat ham, so that's why.
You eat pork chops. You don't eat ham.
Yeah.
Let's see what else comes. What else is good with pork and pork, Reed?
Barbecue. Pork.
Bacon and barbecue. Barbecue. Pork, barbecue, roast pork and bacon, roast pork and bacon. Let's see, what else we got? We got, yeah, we got a lot more stuff. I can't think of any. I just had an idea. All right. I remember what it was. Oh, yeah, bacon and pork rinds.
Jeez, you seem to be very familiar with this. All right, so black screen. Do you guys either ever get a black screen on RS?
I do sometimes. I just have to lock
clear the cache. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see a black screen on OS X ever, and I don't on Windows. I guess a question for this would be, is Maremska using the client that Jagex provides? Because I haven't seen a black screen in years, it feels like. And the only time I used to see them is when I was playing in a browser and not in the client. So that's why I asked that. So, I'm not sure. That would be my guess, is to try the client. But aside from that, something that used to work in the past sometimes, aside from just logging out and starting fresh, is to resize the window a couple times, and then it might appear after the fact. I know that was a problem back in the olden days of OS X, 10.4, and 10.5, when there was no official Mac client for the game. So there's that suggestion as well, is to just resize the window a couple times and see if that helps. But try client.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else on this one?
Nope.
All right. Next one then is from 101Duck1.
Hello, Shane, Trekkie, and Good to hear you back on the show, Reed. Anyway, I have a few questions this week. The first sort of tying into my question last week. Although Trekkie was not around, sadly, to advise my dungeoneering ventures, I still managed to grind out 85 dungeoneering and dual chaotics in a little less than a week. At the beginning of my training, I actually had fun with dungeoneering, which was surprising. And even through the 70s, and levels would come fast, and new floors would always await after a reset of the ring. But getting close to the end of the 5 days of just endless floors, I began to get so just freaking tired of dungeons, and I really couldn't wait to get out and do something different. So my question for you guys is, how do you deal with the boredom that can come with repetitive training in RS? Your response could be in-game activities and or out-of-game activities. With regard to the quest, I especially appreciated it, considering I live and work on an operational hog farm. I would just like you guys, if you've ever had any real experience with the porcine creature, to share with us what it was like. Pigs are truly awesome animals and deserve the proper veneration. Those are all the questions I have for this week, so thanks for the show, and have a nice day.
That's a new one. I've never had anyone ask a question before who actually worked on a pig farm. So it's very timely in you asking this. But no, I've not had any experience with pigs. Have you guys?
We live in the city.
Other than eating them.
Yes, yeah, I'm great at eating pigs.
I don't even think I pass any in the country. So...
Yeah, we're all pretty much city dwellers here, so we don't have much experience with pigs, unfortunately. But anyways, what do you guys do when you get bored of RS?
I turn it off.
Yeah, lock out. I go read a book, play... Shane, if
Your
you make a joke,
Reed.
I'm going to strangle you. bastard. I go play Steam games, I'll go play Xbox, take a nap, make fun of Trekkie, StarCraft, yeah, lots of stuff to do.
Bacon!
Oh, Trekkie.
Alright.
Oh, Trekkie.
For me... What I do is it's actually caused me to modify my RS experience, because back in the olden days, I was the kind of person who was a skiller, is what you could call me. And I would go through all these skills and decide, okay, we're doing this set right now. Then after this, we'll do the next one and the next one. And this eventually led to getting certain 99s that I didn't intend on getting or weren't very well thought out. Yes, fletching is one. Attack and magic are the other two. And after I got these 99s, I realized that getting 99 in these skills made it so that there was something that I didn't have to do anymore in game, and something that I didn't mind doing, specifically with fletching and magic. So, in a way, I kind of regret getting 99 in those two, just because it takes away something you can actually do in game. But as a result of that, I've had a change in the way I play the game. I don't do long grinding sessions anymore, you know, where you'll sit in a bank for 3 weeks at a time, getting 90-odd crafting or 99 crafting or something like that. So my gameplay has become a whole lot more organic, I guess you could call it. And if I get a 99, it's because I'm close to the 99, or because there was a good reason to get it. As two examples, 99 Constitution, I was only 500k away from it after doing Slayer and Combat for 9 years, on and off. So got 99 Constitution there. Prayer, I got 99 Prayer because that one was very cheap at the time, and I took the advantage. And, you know, one day they're going to come out with a curse or something that requires level 98 or 99, so why not be ready for that? So the way I play the game is I do skills that I enjoy and skills that need to be done in order to give a benefit to something else. So right now I am contemplating getting 84 construction to get the highest level pack pig or war pig.
Hey, me too.
Oh, okay.
Will you pay for it, Shane?
No.
Please?
No, I'm not rich in RS.
You are.
Give me 50 mil.
I never said that.
You actually did say that you would give me 50 mil. Because you got those gloves.
We'll talk about this later then. Oh, right. Back then. Okay, well, we'll talk about this later.
You spent my money?
No. I still have it.
Just got to move some funds around, right?
Yep, that's right.
Ferengi.
Yeah, my ears are pretty big this week, actually.
You mean your lobes?
Yep.
Learn the lore, Shane.
Ears and lobes, same thing. All right. What's next?
I don't know, Shane. What's next?
That's a very bad Ferengi-type voice there, Earth.
You just sounded like you had a very serious cold.
Oh. Anyways, any more suggestions on preventing... any more suggestions on eliminating boredom from the game?
Pop on a second monitor, pop on some TV series that you haven't watched in a long time, and just,
RuneSpan and Netflix, or how I got, whatever, what level am I now? 79 RuneCrafting. That's how I did that.
Yeah, and same thing here. Given that RuneSpan is out and RuneCrafting is easy right now, just because that's the case, I won't go straight for 99 RuneCrafting, because I don't need it right now, and there's no reward waiting for me. So I don't see a need to level that up.
And if you still want to do 3-week-long sessions in the bank to get something, then go right ahead. But if you don't, then just what I do, I just log in one day and, I need to do this. Quests, of course, since I'm on after every quest is released. That's what motivates me to get my skills up. But seeing as almost all of mine are 80 plus, I'm not going to have to train them for quests much anymore. So, but the task sets are nice. And also, I've found...
I refuse to level those idiots to 99.
Which ones?
Huh?
The temple trekking people.
Hmm.
Oh, that's actually something I do. It's not that bad.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Shane. And also, I got this from, I think it was Metal Maniac 9. I found that if you be more self-sufficient, you go out and gather your own materials, that you get more enjoyment from it.
Yeah,
you can, you can go as far in as you want. Either you can not buy anything at all from the Grand Exchange, or you can buy armor and stuff that make your own ammo, or you can even buy your own ammo. It's completely up to you, but I found that that has made it more interesting for me. Like, right now, since I'm trying to do that construction goal, I made my kingdom gather mahogany logs for me, so I wouldn't have to buy them.
And then you could put the rest on seeds and use the funds from the nest and seeds to use it for your planking costs.
Trees.
Yes.
Trees are
better. Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Because nests. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, before this actually came out, what construction, planking wasn't a thing in real life.
What, like the laying down on something and taking a picture?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
it wasn't a craze.
Okay.
I just wanted to point that out in case anyone was confused what I was talking about by planking.
I don't think very many people thought of that until you said it.
All right. So thank you for that question, 101 Duck 1. We got one more audio question, this time from Zahara Knight.
This is Zahara Knight asking, how do you get War Pig Teeth? Thanks.
All right, so War Pig Teeth are the teeth that you can get from actually killing pigs after you've done the quest. And these can be used for creating all the different kind of summoning familiars and whatnot. These do seem pretty rare. I killed probably on the order. Okay, go ahead.
You have to set the machine to make spirit war pigs, and then you go kill a bunch of pigs in there. And it's an uncommon drop.
Yeah, I would say uncommon, because in about a inventory of bacon, I only got one tooth. So it is pretty rare. So I'm not exactly sure how people are to make the war pig familiars after the fact, if that's the case, because otherwise getting 10 per week really isn't that much, and it would be nice to get more. So maybe this will be something that can be tweaked in the future for drop rates, because it just seems like they are too uncommon. How many did you kill and how many did you get?
I didn't try.
Oh, okay. But anyways, just kill pigs down below and you should get some teeth. It'll probably take a while. So I'm guessing, I don't know, could you set up a cannon down there maybe and just let that do the work for you and then pick up the stuff?
I can go check.
Well, do you have a cannon available?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Well, you can check that out and let us know. No, I got rid of mine. I sold it for a grand price of 750K back in the olden days.
How did you sell it for that much?
I don't know. Sold it on the exchange. That's how much they were worth back then.
That's strange.
Yeah.
I always remember they were 500K if you bought them and 750 from the dwarf.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong then. Well, whatever it was, I sold it because I needed money at the time, and it was a lot of money. So.
Ooh, I have 100K now.
Yes, that was so a lot. Joyful.
That was a lot back then. Now.
Yep, that's right. Anyways, thank you, Zahara Knight, for that question. Next one. Earth, you want to give that a read?
Sure. From Cold Knight?
Correct.
To Earth, Shane, and Trekkie, my question is, if you had the choice to gain the ability to read people's minds, would you? Why or why not? Thank
God,
you from
yes.
Cold Knight.
I would love that ability. I would love that ability.
Of course you would. You like spying on people.
I don't think you would, Shane.
Why?
No. Because do you really want to go inside our brains?
Sure, why not?
Then we will find the most disgusting things we've ever seen on the internet, stuff them into our brain. The second you start reading, they will all flash out.
Yeah.
It's like that one Voyager episode when they met these aliens that liked violent thoughts and Tuvok shared them with them.
Shane, you'd probably go insane. Because...
Yeah, you know, that's... Yeah, that you know, that's probably true with everyone out there and how they know
there,
all these things that
sure,
I don't know.
There are certain situations where that could be useful, but then...
Like in a poker game.
Yeah, but then also you're just going to get, I don't know, bizarre fantasies from people, aimless daydreams, and then a lot of creepy things too, I'm sure.
So you guys are saying you wouldn't like this
ability?
Okay,
Shane, imagine you go into a room with ninth graders. They're around 14. And imagine all of the thoughts that you would get from them. What would be going through their minds?
They'd be concerned about what they're doing for homework after school.
Hormones, Shane. Remember those?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. That is why I would say no.
Okay.
I don't want to know people's dirty fantasies. You can have them, but you keep them away from me.
All right. Anything else on that one?
If I cure Repo's mind, I better have the ability to turn it off.
Yeah, I mean, if you can just use it in certain situations when you need to and just turn it off other times, sure.
Mostly when it comes to Shane. But that's about it.
No, you would get some good from reading my mind.
No, but it would just make me want to punch you even more.
Oh.
But actually, if you think about it, Shane, instead of you listening to you talk and seeing your massive, we still have that thread on your typos. I can just read your mind. Like, okay.
Yep, I could start reading from the Shane folder.
Joe.
No.
Joe.
That's okay.
Remember?
What was that one about George Bush?
Oh. No, that I was think, taken totally out of context by Trekkie, that one.
Hey.
I thought it was
taken
out of context by Paul. This story changes every time, Shane.
No, it was me and Mike. We were, three of us were chatting, and then he typed that up. I'm like, what the hell? And Michael's like, huh? And you're like, typo. He's like, you do not make that kind of typo, Shane.
The picture was edited. Anyways, moving on. Thank you, Cold Knight. Next question, please.
Cold Knight.
No,
all right, this question. This one, remember when. This is for Turkey. What clan are you in? What type of clan is it? Are you required to do Citadel? Just telling me a little bit. Long time listener, first time question. SRSN. Remember when. Okay. What clan I am? I am with the old knight. What time clan is it? It's primarily a PvE. We do whatever the heck we want. You're required to do Citadel? Not really, but I choose to do it anyway. Tell me a little bit more about it. Citadels are good if you actually get people to actually do the stuff. and you get something called avatars. Avatars are like giant worldling monsters that can summon out, and they actually give you bonuses. If you skill next to it and feed it little rocks, you actually get more bonuses while you're skilling. And you have more people around you feeding, you actually keep it powered up. And it's all about, in this whole thing, it's all about teamwork as you're building it up, because you need item, you need one sort of item in order to make something else.
All right. And the name of the clan was the Old Knights?
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't make it up.
Oh, is it named after the Old Knight?
I have no idea. I just
how
know
do they spell knight? Is it
same way?
K or N-I-T?
Knight. Metal plate armor knight.
Oh, okay. Because you know back.
I know.
So many years ago, there's the guy who competed with Zena. Yeah.
Poor guy died with cancer. I think there's a little homage to him in the game now.
Is there?
I believe so.
I'll look it up.
All right, and is it fairly liberal so anyone can join it?
Sure.
All right, well, there you go. Remember when you might want to join that one if you're interested in it. But thank you for asking this question, because I didn't even know what the clan you're in was called.
Me. Well, I was part of the RSBNB clan until everyone decided not to do anything, and it kind of died out. I was like, oh, screw it.
Yeah, and you are rightly true in that, you know, you are free to leave and pursue your own interest with that, because, we really didn't get that off the ground.
We're even getting close to getting off the dirt.
Yeah. All right, that's it for questions this week. Thank you, everybody, for sending in questions. If you want to send in an audio question, you can do that. Just email the question to questions@rsbnb.com, or you can send a voicemail to Skype. Just add the username rsbnbupdate. Or leave us a voicemail on Google Voice. The number is 571-572-2632. And, of course, you can also post text questions as well. Those are posted on Monday of each week, where you can just sign into the forums, rsbnb.com/forums, and fill out a post for the topic, and we'll read your question on the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on to tech news then. So, this week, Microsoft is cutting the price of Surface RT tablets base model to $349. What do you guys think?
Yeah. When I was in Atlanta, I went to the Microsoft store there, and I tried out the Surface, and it was nice. It was just sort of a laptop, though. Now, is that weird keyboard part of it?
No, you have to buy that as an add-on.
Okay, so its aim is not to be like the MacBook Air and fit in an envelope.
No.
Okay.
No. It's meant to be like the iPad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but actually,
really?
Keyboard,
oh, that's much better then. Because
really?
It actually can run things. That keyboard feels weird.
I don't know. I think the iPad's better.
Yeah, but this can do it. I mean, it runs Windows 8, so it can do just about anything, and it's. And it seemed pretty fast, so I looked at the specs, and they weren't bad. Huh?
Yeah. Nothing. I was just going to say $349 for the 32-gigabyte model. If you want the touch cover, that puts the price up to $449, so $110. Or no, $100. I can't do math right now for a 32-gigabyte with the touch cover. Then 64-gigabyte is $449, so that's a pretty respectable price, actually, coming from Microsoft for this. I think...
Go ahead. And isn't the iPad right around that as well?
That price? The iPad base model is $499 for 16 gigs.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm thinking of the iPad mini.
Right. Yeah, the iPad mini is right around that price.
Okay.
But, yeah. I think if Microsoft had shipped this before the iPad, then, you know, maybe, just maybe, they would have actually been able to gain some traction with this. But once again, I think Microsoft was a little too late because, like you said, it's compelling because it can run Windows 8 and, you know, pretty much run anything a Windows computer can do.
Yeah.
The only problem is the public perception of Windows 8. So, and we all know how the public felt about Windows 8.
What do you mean it doesn't turn my monitor into a touch screen?
But yeah, I actually like Windows 8, and you know, I'm a fan of it. So is Perky Paul as well. So
what?
Yeah. Paul, you know, PFK 99s?
I've never heard of this man.
Oh, really? He runs PC gaming every Tuesday on the RSBNB servers.
I don't know what that is, Shane. Who are you guys?
It's a little event every Tuesday where we gather and we play a game like Team Fortress or Half-Life. Yep, that's right. So, come to PC Gaming every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Pacific.
You're welcome.
Details are at the bottom of the forums. Thank you for that little advertisement there, Reed. I had no idea that was going to turn into that.
You are welcome.
Yep. All right, next up, a question. Does Nintendo stand a chance this holiday?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Is this...
All they need to do is release a Mario game, a Zelda game, a Samus game all in one day, and maybe Super Smash Bros. As a kicker. I guarantee you they'll win easily.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's release a controller and call it a console.
Yeah, you know, there's been some questions to this
controllers.
Because... Oh, for the Wii?
For Wii most of their consoles, they're terrible.
I like the GameCube controller.
Yeah, that one was good. Nintendo 64,
so was, the N64.
Was all right. For
The Wii controllers just caused a bunch of accidents.
We have a problem. Right, Shane?
Yes, TVs, that's too, right. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I mean, unfortunate. Oops. So you guys think Nintendo will be okay with this?
Say that again?
You think Nintendo will be okay this holiday season with PlayStation and Microsoft launching new consoles?
Fine.
Yeah, I think Nintendo is a family institution by this point, so there's really not much to worry about.
They've really
like
gone
you said,
more into the teenage girl market.
What?
Look at all of the games. Nintendogs. Then they have... Well, I mean, they didn't release them, but the market is sort of going towards that. They have Barbie games everywhere.
Oh, there's a new Mario Kart coming next spring. That's too bad.
I don't know what that
fall.
Is, Shane. Can you explain to me what Mario Kart is?
It's the game for the N64 and Wii and GameCube where you drive carts around.
I'm not afraid with anything named Mario Kart. Do you mean Mario Kart?
Yes, yes. All right, so Nintendo is good apparently according to these guys, but some analysts think that the Wii U is too offline to be an effective competitor against the other consoles. But as we know, you know,
it's a controller.
Nintendo Wii and the Wii U always... always have a niche and it gets filled. So I think they'll be just fine. Anyways, anything else on this one?
No.
All right. And finally, as Maramska mentioned, the Steam sales are up. So this is the best time of year to get games for very cheap.
So what games have you guys picked up?
Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit.
Is that on sale again yet? For the price?
It's on sale for $99.99.
Okay, so is that deal still standing?
I want to see if it goes down a bit first. Yes. Yes, we will.
We'll talk about that after.
Work out our under the table.
I bought BioShock Infinite for $30, normally $60. Grand Theft Auto 4 for like $5.
Did you ask your parents about that?
Shane, I'm almost 19 years old. And I bought the downloadable content for Saints Row the Third as a gift, so.
Oh, good.
Yep.
I'm looking at a couple of things. I'm waiting to see if the train simulator will go on sale at all. I assume you guys don't like the train simulator, then.
I've never really invested time in it, so I don't know much about it. I had this game when I was younger. Let's see if I still have it up here. Oh, yeah, I do. It was by Sierra, and it was Lionel Train's Train Town.
Interesting.
Did you ever have that one, Shane?
No. No.
Oh. It was really fun.
Two others that I'm looking at are the Surgeon Simulator.
So you can torture people in real life?
Yes.
Sick.
And Sniper Ghost Warrior. Looks interesting, based around the experiences of a sniper. And I've always wanted a game that delved heavily with sniper mechanics. I still need to research this one if its realism is at a level that I'd be happy with. And also, I used this one as a pick before, but Universe Sandbox is also on sale this year again. So if you like... playing with physics and stars and space and whatnot.
Space.
You can pick up Universe Sandbox
space.
For $3.99.
Oh, space. Space.
Yes.
Space.
Yes. Yes.
Space.
Yes. All right.
I didn't ask any other question.
Any other things you guys are liking with the Steam sales?
Me.
The really low prices.
Okay.
Shane, can you monitor things at night for me?
Like what?
The sales. Because, you know, I sleep at night like most people.
Well, most of the sales start at noon Pacific time, and that's when they end.
They're every 8 hours.
Oh.
The flash sales.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. The servers are overloaded, though, and I mean, I can't blame Valve for that, because they've got lots of people. The first time I tried to go on there when I found out that it was the summer sale. I clicked on store. It wouldn't even load the whole error message, because, you know, it has sorry and then the message. It just had sorry, and then it stopped loading. Stopped loading.
I mean, even Valve can't anticipate how many people are going to come on their servers and everything. But
oh, they can.
All right.
They
so that's it for tech news.
On Valve time.
let us move on to other things now. So, the skill of the month for July is a skill that is very interesting, unlike last month.
It's dungeoneering, and so far...
it's a two-way race.
Yeah, so far, Sahara Knight has gained just under 20 million XP, and Jarmandy has gained just under 15 million XP. And take note that a lot of that was in the first 5 days of the month.
Yeah, he slowed down quite a bit in that time.
The very first, the third day, Jarmandy had 4 million experience.
How is that possible with Dungeoneering?
High level, just do it a lot.
Okay.
Lots.
And as a basis of comparison, the next person in third is X-Blades at 4.2 million XP gained.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So yeah, definitely a two-way race. Looks like we'll have a race for third going on. If the race for first is already done, but we'll wait and see. The month isn't even half over
yet. Yeah, Zahara and Jarmandy seem to be flatlining.
yep. So there's, as evident by this, there's lots of time probably for someone else to come in and maybe take the lead if these two were flat. Well, really, anybody in the top six could, I think, at this point.
Yeah, maybe even top 10.
Could be. That's
the other guys flatlined both in experience and something. And in real life.
Let's not say that. We don't want any of our members to die.
That
would be bad. Well, that's what flatlining traditionally means, you know?
No. No, it just got squished by something.
Mm. Well, that's a positive way of looking at it, then. Squash the button.
I don't get it. Is that a joke?
Yes.
I don't get it.
Oh, well. Achievements of the week. First up, Grandpa Guppy, 99 prayer on July 10th. And then?
Who's the Shane guy? Do we know him, Drecky?
Who's him? I heard of him.
He got 99 Constitution on July 10th. I remember. He was going to kill me, but then he failed because you don't get XP from killing other players. So
in player-owned houses, at least. We didn't try the wilderness.
Mm. Well, fair enough.
Play game. Where I go into the wilderness with 20 million and you try and find me?
No.
What will you be wearing?
Just basic armor.
Define basic armor.
Rune.
That's not fair.
Oh,
bronze.
Okay,
or nothing.
All right.
Preferably the second.
And then finally.
Or nothing.
And then finally, sure. Zahara Knight got 99 attack on July 5th. So, congratulations to you both.
Yay! Right.
And this week, we also got a new Informer article up. This one from Lord Rickles, or Lord Pickles, as autocorrect on OS X likes to call him sometimes. RuneScape is loaded with free teleports. And it's interesting to note how he spelt loaded. L-O-D-E-D. And that's giving you an idea about where this article is going. So you can have a read and make your own judgment as to if there are enough teleports in-game as it is currently.
Okay.
Now I really don't get that. But anyways, I believe someone's got a pick.
Bacon! You got more bacon. And Star Wars Knights of the Republic on iPad. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you just gonna... Did you just pick that because it's bacon?
Oh, yeah. Bacon's awesome. You can, you know... We could
do you have anything else to add to that?
Is it the bacons? I want some bacon brownie now after I heard about it.
That sounds disgusting.
Not some special brownies?
No, regular chocolate brown with bacon in it. Oh, yours. Oh, Shane, don't diss it till you tried it.
Yeah, Shane, I bought that for you on the PC, and you still haven't played it.
I'm talking about bacon brownies. That's what I'm dissing, not this.
Oh, well.
All right, so tell us about your pick.
A while back, my pick was Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Because it came out on Steam, and then recently Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic came out on the iPad, and I got it, and I've played it, and it is amazing. It's a seamless port, and it looks fantastic. I have not experienced any lag, any problems whatsoever.
Really goes to show the iPad as a gaming platform.
Yeah, it does. Although this is a decade-old game, this was a... when it was released, of course, it was very difficult to run, and now you can run it in... the palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Quite literally, too.
Yeah, that was what I was going for. And since it is a decade old game, the smaller screen of the iPad, it still looks like a very high quality game, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
Shane?
Back then screen resolutions were so low that the iPad screen resolution was considered big back then.
Yeah, and it's very crisp.
Well, that's good.
And that's, I haven't even gotten to the game itself, but it's one of the greatest games ever made, I think. And that's not because I like Star Wars.
Because it was one of the greatest games ever made.
Yeah. That's why I'm making Shane play it, because regardless...
So, should I do the iPad version? Or...
Shane, I bought it for you on PC. Please play that one.
Okay.
There's even cheats in it, Shane, so you can make yourself super rich in one
why
go.
Why did you tell him that?
But you know, you have to like go into your system file and type it, change your notepad and all that stuff, right?
Oh, no, that's no problem. I've done that before for Star Trek Legacy game.
Yeah, as I recalled, you had a trouble playing that game because of damn meteors, and I just Googled it, and I told you, set power level to over 9,000. And then you laughed, and then you killed everything and went away.
That was a beautiful story, Trekkie. I feel so much fun.
Oh, that's great. All right. So, what have we been up to this week?
Finally got myself a 90 thieving. Took me forever. Finally can finish up.
Oh, good. You need that for the ports, right?
Yep. Finally got that done. Did some dungeoneering to train my range up a little bit. Work at the Citadel, did the quests, as you can tell from the, you know, podcast, and yeah, that it.
All right. What about you, Earth?
I've been working and
been very excited about the Steam sales. Playing games and sleeping. Next week I'm going down to Georgia on vacation for a week. So yeah.
I want to go to Georgia.
Why?
Why not?
To see me.
Sure.
Okay.
I got some real fried chicken.
No, that's Kentucky. It's Kentucky fried chicken, not Georgia fried chicken.
Buy some Popeyes fried chicken.
Yeah, it'd probably be better in Georgia.
See?
Southern cooking.
All right. Yeah, Southern cooking is so good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's patenting, too.
Yes. And Southern people are so friendly, too, aren't they?
Whoever you
driving.
Are, I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
All right, well, ask for me this week.
That's Tennessee Williams, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, close enough.
Is it?
Yeah, guess which book, which play?
It's the one with Stella.
Yeah, what was the title?
Streetcar Named Desire. I didn't... Shane, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I remember reading that. Yeah,
I did an alternate ending that was very, very dark for an assignment at school and got 100 on it.
I think I still have that shared in my Google.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Trekkie. Where is it?
Anyways, what I've been doing this week, as mentioned, I got 99 Constitution. So I just wrapped that up, and I completed my Crown of Seasons as well. Aside from that, just did the quest and been effectively putting my character to sleep until RS3 comes out, taking a bit of a break, you know, so we can absorb all the RS3 stuff that comes in once it's released next week. So,
woo! RS3, woo!
Yeah, definitely going to be... looking forward to that. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for me. I might do the occasional farming run between now and then, but don't panic if you don't see me online. All right. I believe we're done. So thank you, Earth, for coming on the show with us this week. It was nice having you. And with that being said, we'll see you next week, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Yes. And remember, Shane, I posted I submitted my Jack Xbox Boss competition thing. You can read it here.
Oh, good.
Steam sales.